Rashi quotes from the Rashi explains the pshat in the topic that the Rishivat Yimei Hamiluim, the Rishivat Yimei Hamiluim took place on the last 7 days in Chodesh Adar, and Shmini LeMiluim, the 8th day of Miluim. There were no 8 days of Miluim. Means that the day following the Rishivat Yimei Hamiluim, the first day that they were open for regular business, was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That was the first day. That's the beginning of the Aliyah of Shishi. And Parashas Pikudei Yah. Hi b'chodesh harishon, asan Hashem yisbeach b'chodesh, hukam hamishkan. Hukam hamishkan means that it was open for regular korbanos. That's the first time that they grew up, korbanos tzibur. And Rishivat Yimei Hamiluim, they had to bring special korbanos. And then on the Shmini LeMiluim, which was the first day of the first month, that was Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that's when they started bringing korbanos tzibur. So the Yerushalmi comments in Shkolim that we have a din that every year you have to collect Matzis HaShekel. This week is also Parashas Shkolim. And there's a very strong connection between the Parashas Pikudei and Parashas Shkolim. And the Rishon explains that Shkolim is for the purpose of purchasing the Korbanos Tzibur. You have to buy the Korbanos Tzibur every year from the Truma Chadasha, from the Takma Charetim. There were different boxes in the Beit HaMikdash. There were 13 boxes, pushkas, the Beit HaMikdash to put in money. The one box was labeled Taklan Atikin, and one box was labeled Takma Charetim. Taklan Atikin means old Shkolim. Let's say a person never gave Matz HaShekel, a Baal Tshuva. He realizes at the age of 85 that he was supposed to give him the Zman HaMikdash. He realizes that there's a mitzvah Matz HaShekel. So you can always make good. But the Matz HaShekel for this year, this is not Tavshin Dalad Mem for this, well, doesn't know Tavshin Dalad Mem. From Rosh Chodesh Nissan to Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But for this coming year, so he puts it in a box that's labeled Takma Charetim for the new Korbanos Tzibur. And all the Machta Shekels from the time of Bar Mitzvah on, from the age of 20 on, Machlokes and Rishonim, from what age on you have to give Machta Shekel, age of Bar Mitzvah, age of 20, for that, all those Machta Shekels he puts in the other box that says Takma Charetim. We discussed a few weeks ago on Parashat Kisisa when we spoke that the dinam of Machta Shekel, it's not necessarily going to be the same amount every year. I have to look in the records and the archives. The guy's 85 years old, we'll have to look in the archives to find out how much was Matz HaShekel when he was age 13, how much was it when he was age 14, how much was it when he was age 15. It's never less than a half of a shekel, but most of the time it's going to be much more than a half a shekel. So the Yerushalmi says that every year you have to purchase the Korbanos Tzibur from the Truma Chadasha, from the Takna Charetim, from the new Matz HaShekel that was collected specifically for this year. The year beginning from Rosh Chodesh Nissan Tavshin Dalet Mem through Rosh Chodesh Nissan Tavshin Mem Hei. And how do you know that the year begins from Nissan to Nissan? The fiscal year in the Beit HaMikdash is from Nissan to Nissan. Maybe it's from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's from June 1st to June 1st or whenever. What is in New York? June, Shalom, whenever. July 1st. How do they know that? So Yerushalmi says, because the Pasuk says in Pikudei, when did everything begin? It says in the Chumash that it began on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Just like it began on Rosh Chodesh Nissan and it goes from year to year to year, so the first year went from Nissan to Nissan, and then it went right from Nissan to Nissan. So that's why it was Nikva L'Doros at that Salah. The Babli has a slightly different marker to indicate that it goes from Nissan to Nissan. That's because of the soul originally. In the days of the Mishkan, how did it prove that it's so when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash? When did Shlomo HaMelech complete the Beis HaMikdash? None of the Shlomo. He completed, it says, they celebrated Shivat Yom and Shivat Yomim. They celebrated the 7 days immediately preceding Sukkot, and then they celebrated, including Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that they ate on Yom Kippur that year. The Gemara tells us in where's the Gemara? And then they celebrated Shivat Yom in the 7 days of Sukkot. So then in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, you should say also that since they began bringing the Korbanos Tzibur in Chodesh Tishrei, so she go from Tishrei to Tishrei. This is the whole marker that it says in Chumash that in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu began from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so stay in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, the Bais Rishon should begin from Tishrei, and the second Beis HaMikdash also. When did Ezra begin also? On Rosh Hashanah. When did Ezra begin? I think Rosh Hashanah time was the first time they brought Korbanos. It also says from Tishrei to Tishrei. So the Babli doesn't like this marker. The Babli gives a different marker. But it says Tishmeru, Korbani Lachmi Yishai, Tishmeru Lachmi Bliba Mayadah, in Tishmeru it says in the other part of Shomer, it's Chodesh Aviv. So this is what indicates to us that the Chodesh Nissan is the first month for the purpose of purchasing Korbanos Tzibur. Mishnah tells us in Megillah that the Chachamim made a takana to lay in Dalet Parshas. The first of the Dalet Parshas is Parshas Shkolim that you have to lay. How would we say it? If you would ask us, we would have said the takana Chachamim was to lay in Parshas Shkolim the Shabbos before Chodesh Adar. And if a Chodesh Adar happens to fall out on Shabbos, and you don't lay in it on Shabbos Mevorachim, the Shabbos before the Chodesh Adar, you lay in it on Shabbos, later on Shabbos Parshas and Shabbos Rosh Chodesh will be the Parshas Shkol. The Mishnah writes it, what we would say is backwards. The Mishnah writes it, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, then you learn Parshas Shkol on Shabbos. And if Rosh Chodesh Adar doesn't fall on Shabbos, which is most of the time the case, how often is it that Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos in general? Not so common. So it starts off with the exception to the rule. Instead of starting off with the rule, the Mishnah Megillah, that's what says in the Alibi. The Chodesh Adar Shvali is the Shabbos, Korn and Pasha Shkolin. The Chodesh Adar Ben Tash Shabbos, Magdimim, Risha Ozar. If the Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, Ben Tash Shabbos means in the middle of the week, doesn't mean in the middle of Shabbos. Shabbos means the week of the week. But then you're laying Pasha Shkolin, the Shabbos before. Why is the Mishnah right like that? What if it's two different Takonis? Two different Dinim, or the one Din? I have to discuss it a little bit. So what's the halacha of Parsha Shkolim? And if the Parsha Shkolim is over, then you have Parsha Zohar, then you have Parsha Sfar, and you have Parsha Tachodesh, and then after all the Dalai Parshas are over, then the Mishnah says, first Parsha Shkolim, then Parsha Zohar, then Parsha Sfar, then Parsha Tachodesh, until the Mishnah is called Testament Aleph and Megillah, then it says, and after all the Dalai Parshas are over, then things go back to normal. Then it says, the Chamishah, the fifth Shabbat, is Chodesh Lekitzidron. Go back to everything normal. What was abnormal? What's abnormal this Shabbos? What's going to be abnormal? What's going to be changed? The Gemara has a machlokes amaron, a very strange machlokes amaron. Do you learn Parshas Pikudei this week, and Parshas Shkolim is the Masfir and the Hasayu? But you don't learn Parshas Pikudei at all? It says in the Mishnah that you Masfir, and only after the Dalai Parshas are over, then you go back to things, business as usual, then you go back to normal. So this week is abnormal, so what's abnormal? Not just that you don't lay the hafter that's printed in the Chumash of Parshas Pikudei, you lay the Parshas Far hafter, you lay the Parshas Zohar, the Parshas Shkolim hafter, no? The Parshas Shkolim is all you lay. That's the whole Kriyas hafter. Are you going to stretch out 7 aliyahs in Parshas Shkolim? Tomorrow has a machloek in Tamar. You read it 7 times. There's very little there in Parshas. You read it around, you read it a few times? You read it 4 times? 7 times? You have to read it quite a few times. That's what the Achrayim say on the Gemara. The Gemara has a machlokes on Laman and Abay. It says, V'chamish is choytum l'kistidron. So the Gemara says, L'seida mai. Rabam yam l'seida parashis l'choytum Rabi Yirmiyam. L'seida haptoris l'choytum. That's how we pass it like Rabi Yirmiyam. Rabam he says, no, that this Shabbos you don't lame parashis tikudi at all. You just lame parashis shkol. Very strange. That's what he did. Luke after tikudi. I guess last week would have been by Yaakov tikudi. Some you would have learned by Yaakov Bikuda, and then this week no Parshas HaShavua this week. No Parshas HaShavua, just Shkolim. That's very strange. How can you have a machloikis? What they do every year? What they do every year? Nobody remembered what they did in Dolan with the Shul and Dal Parshas. Nobody remembered whether they what they do last year before they had the machloikis anymore.
Maybe they're saying their machloikis that there's an old
machloikis. I guess so. I guess they're not doing too much. It's very strange. Anyway, that's how we pass in, as we all know, that the Dalai Parshas do not, when you have, let's say, a Yonti falls out on Shabbos, you don't find the Parshas HaShavua and the Kriyas HaTerah of Yonti. Kriyas HaTerah of Yonti takes the place of the Parshas HaShavua. Then you go back to learn Parshas HaShavua after Yonti results. That we know, but on the Dalai Parshas, the machlokes, the strange machlokes must be that there must be new practices, and they were arguing which is the more correct practice, and some of that is shown. So similarly, the Gemara has such a strange machlokes on Choftes on the day. A machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, my, on the second wide line, on the first wide line, my Parshas Shkolim. What is it? From the Dalai Parshas, the three Parshas, we know what they are. Parshas Torah is Parshas Torah, the beginning of Parshas Kukka, and Parshas Zohar, we know, Parshas Zohar. Parshas HaKhoedish is HaKhoedish Elohim. And Parshas Shkolim, there is no Parsha that begins with Shkolim. There is no such Parshas Shkolim. So there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, what are you supposed to lay for Parshas Shkolim? My Parshas Shkolim is the first wide line of Choftes in the day. Rabbi Amat Tavid B'nei Yisrael, the Mat Alem, the Kavani Lachmi L'Yishai. What we name is what we lay normally on a Rosh Chodesh. And Shmuel said, Kis Yisrael. That's what we pass from like Shmuel. Usually Hilchot Sikarabi Yisrael to Shmuel Bevinim. Usually the only pass like Shmuel is in the Mamre, and the pass like Rabbi into the Hesed, and this is into the Hesed. Shkolim is money. Should have been into the Hesed, so the Gemara says, but we have a writer that shows that Shmuel is right over here. That's why he passed like Shmuel. So the Gemara quotes the writer that says, that doesn't really prove. The Gemara quotes the writer that says that sometimes the Parshas HaShavua, one week will be Kisisa, And next week, you'll be learning some sitra for Parsha Shkol. Sometimes the Parsha for Shavua will be... Sometimes you'll be learning the same thing 2 weeks in a row. You'll be learning the Parsha for Shavua 1 week, and you'll be learning Parsha Shkol on the next week. So the Gemara says, if it's like Shmuel says, that it's the sitra, it's the sitra this time of the year, but that's normal. Sometimes we all mislead it. This year was... Last week was Vayakal, and this week is Parsha Shkol. Would have been slightly off, so would have been Kisisa, Parsha Shkol. Okay, we almost made it this year. And Eretz Yisrael, did it happen this year like that? What's the Eretz Yisrael? What, this week is also Kikudish, right? Okay. But you have it a lot of times like that. 1 week is Kisisa, next week is Parsha Shkol. But if you hold like Rav, that I'm Parsha, Shkolim, what, Yilein, Tavid, Gneisho, Amas, Alem, Shkobani, Lachni, Lishai, that's in Parsha Simcha. That's going to be the Parsha Shkolim, the next to Parsha Simcha. The wrong is going to be here. You can that is later. In June. No, next. But Igmar says, and Parsha Shkolim is supposed to be, you know, in Parsha Shkolim is before Purim. Igmar says there's no contradiction. That Brisa could be speaking about the way they used to lengthen the Hatera in Eretz Yisrael, and it took them 3.5 years to lengthen the Hatera. In Babel, that was one of the Chilukim and Havim, the Chilukim and Havim that they had between Babel and Eretz Yisrael. And in Babel, there's a little country written by the Gaonim that Chilukim and Havim should be in Eretz Yisrael, then in Babel. The Chidor printed it from the Stavya. It's printed in the Yamsha Shlomo Baba Kama. He has the whole thing. And the Chidor, I think, reprinted it in his Shem HaGdol. But if you have the Yamsha Shlomo Baba Kama, it has the whole thing. It's one page long, the whole thing. It has a whole list of Chidor and Mehorim. One of them was this one that the Gemara has here, and they give it up for 7 days. That in Eretz Yisrael, they used to complete the whole Kriyat HaTorah in 1 year. Why, how can they do that? But there are how many parashas are there? There are 54 parashas. Zohar says there are 53 parashas because Zohar counts Truma Tetzaveh as one because Tetzaveh doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name. They don't want to, from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu is born, every parasha has his name. So they don't want to consider that there are 54 parashas, that there's one parasha that doesn't really have his name. That's what Zohar counts Truma Tetzaveh as one parasha. One week you read a half a parasha, the other week you read a half a parasha. It doesn't matter, it's just words anyway. It has no halachic significance. How many? There are psuchas, there are sumas, there are parashas, but there are parashas HaShavua, as all people know halachic significance. So whatever, so let's say Lamaise, as far as we're concerned, there are 54 sedras, what we call a sedra. The 54 sedras, but there are only 52 weeks in the year. How do you lay 54 sedras? And then whenever it's Yonta falls out on the Shabbos, and you don't lay Parsha Tashavuot, so what do you do? So you double up. You lay by Yaakov Tikkuni, you lay Tikkun Tetzaveh, you lay Matis Masay. Why do we lay, why do we double up? Because we want to finish the whole Kriyat HaTorah in 1 year. Why do we want to? That's the minute. The Nei Gavro, that they make some Chatzeres, they make a Siyum of the whole Chumash once a year, every year, on the Chatzeres. And Yantam Shena Shal Gali is of Simchat Teres. Now it's all, they had no Yantam Shena Shal Gali. So they were celebrating on Shmini Atzeres, so they were celebrating Shmini Atzeres. So why should they make a Simchat Teres? They thought they didn't have. Period. They had no Simchat Teres. They had Simchat Teres. Once every 3.5 years, they used to divide every parasha into 3 parts. That is what we call a Teres, Shmini Teres. And the first week, then they, well, let's say when they began, they were laying 1/3 of Parshas Bereishis. Then the next week they were laying this little third of Parshas Bereishis. Then the next week they were laying the 1/3 of Parshas Bereishis. So they never doubled up anything. Why should they double up if they're not going to make it anyway? Why should they make together Vayakov Pikuri or Truma Tetzaveh if they're not going to finish anyway? For a long, 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 long time. They have another 3 years to go. Doesn't say. Yes. Some of that has this, some of that other. So they had approximately 3 times as many. So they never finished the same time. They had Simchat Torah was floating. Sometimes it would be in the winter, sometimes it would be in the summer, sometimes it would be spring. Whenever it turns out, there were no rush to finish. They're not going to get anywhere because they lay much slow. So it's not like the conservatives do today that they lay on top Shin Dalai Men. They're going to lay in the first third of every parsha. This thing is going to lay in the first third of Parsha's Tikkun. The next week is going to lay in the first third of Parsha's Vayikra. The next year, Tav Shin Mem Hei, is going to lay in the second third of Parsha's Tikkun. The second third of every Parsha. And Tav Shin Mem Vav, they're going to lay the last third of every Parsha. That's neither here nor there. That's no one's minute. They're not laying in order. They have to lay in order. They want to follow the minute. The Talmud Chacham is the Tchinas Eretz Yisrael, whatever. Such Zionists that they hold so much to see in Yerushalayim, they want to go back to the old minhag Eretz Yisrael, so they should lay the way they did in Eretz Yisrael. Why not? If you really want to, you want to identify so much with Eretz
Yisrael. Yeah,
they lay in 1/3 of the parsha, but they don't lay in order. And then they make some chaser. No. They make a seal at the end. celebrate Simchat Torah. To make a Simchat Torah on a Siyum on the one third of the parsha. The Chagaleta, that's not what's found in the Gemara. But the Gemara says that this Braisa doesn't necessarily contradict Rav. That Rav says that the parsha Shkolim is Tavid Vinei Solim Atalim has come from Pinchas, and the Braisa says in Purusha it's possible to have Parsha Tashavua, Parsha Shkolim, and the very next week is going to be Parsha Shkolim, Shabbat Parsha Shkolim. How is that possible? Shabbat Shkolim is before Chodesh Adar, and Parsha Pinchas in the late in the springtime, before the summer. But the Gemara says not necessarily. That's according to the Minhag B'nei Bavel that they finish all Torah every year. But Pinchas is always in May or June or summer. But according to the practice of Eretz Yisrael, where that Braisa was written, so forget. So it could be possible that Pinchas falls any time of the year, depending what cycle it is. Pinchas can fall in summer, and in winter, and spring, and fall, could be anything.
But then
the finish of the rice should have been dated in the period, possibly testified. Right. I don't know. Yeah. Tomorrow talks about that. What do you do when Shkolim is on Parshas Kisi? I'm on a left line discussion. That. What do you do? So the Gemara has the Machlokes Rav Shmuel. So the same issue we have over here, the same thing that we have over there. What is the Machlokes Rav Shmuel? What, they didn't remember what they did last year. What they learned last year for Parshas Shkolim. Nobody wrote it down, nobody remembers. So the practice is again the same thing. Some of them are two practices, and they're arguing which is the more correct practice. Some of the din would be that you yoytz either way, whether you lain parshat kisisa with things like giving matzah shekel, or whether you lain tavid b'nei tol matzah lain. What has it got to do with all the Gemara? Shleimer mamiyam kisisa. Haina dekor be parshat shkolim. It's klipa shkolim. It says you should give truma shkolim matzah shekel. But if you say tavid b'nei tol matzah lain, kabbani lachmi, midi shkolim ksivi hasam. What has it got to do with parshat shkolim? So the matzah is n. Why could the Reb Tevi? The Reb Tevi has a drasha on that pasuk that you learn out from Kabbalah Lachmi Yishai Tishmeru Lachir Vli, the Tishmeru and Shamas Chodesh Ovid, and we learn out that the Shuma Chadosha has to come from Nissan to Nissan. Okay. That's based on a drasha on the pasuk. So the Pneishu asks this question, how can it be that there's a Machlok from the Tzama? The answer is, why does they remember from Nissan Tzama? The answer is that there were two practices, and Nikarad in either way is good. Machlok is which is to be preferred, which is better. Or it could be that it is Makis, but they argue which is the better one and the only one is Yeshua's one. That's the Pashtas like that. The Peshu comes up with a different answer. It doesn't really solve the problem. The Peshu is bothered the question, why did they remember from last year? Then claims like this. There are two different. He claims that all year long, not all year long, on a normal year, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, and you're laying the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, you're laying Parsha Shkolim, so everybody agrees that you lay in Kisisa. The only time there's a Machlokes Rav Shmuel is when Rosh Chodesh Adar is called Yid B'Shabbos. But then Shmuel says he's still in Kisisa. Parsha Shkolim is Parsha Shkolim. It's one Takana. And Rav says no, that from the Mishnah would have seen that there are two different Takanas. When Rosh Chodesh Adar is called Yid B'Shabbos, it's called Parsha Shkolim. And then it says called Yid B'Emtah Shabbos, Mandim and Meshavar, so that's a different deal. Magdim and Meshavar, that you lay in Shabbos Mevorach and Rosh Chodesh Adar, then everybody agrees that you lay in Parsha Shkisisa. When it's Rosh Chodesh Echol Yud B'Shabbos, then and only then is the Machlokes Rav Shmuel, and they really didn't remember. He says they really didn't remember what they lay. It's a little more Talmudic. No? Not more Talmudic, the same Talmud. What they wouldn't remember. Now Rosh Chodesh Adar, why it was so infrequent that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, nobody can remember whether you lay in the same thing and you lay in something different. That's what the Tanya Shua says. The Sashami points out that when you read the Gemara carefully, you see the theory that the Tanya Shua is wrong. And the Gemara says black on white that it's the same Machlokes Rav Shmuel that applies to Rosh Chodesh Chol Yud Shabbos. It's Zelba Machlokes on Rosh Chodesh Chol Yud B'Emtah Shabbos and Magdim on the Shabbat, which part should be like? It's Mefurish in the Ham Shechah Gemara. But the Gemara does say that there is a difference. No. He says when it's Rosh Chodesh Shechol Yud B'Shabbos, so you want to lay in it called Bani Lachmi Lishai, that goes on Parshat Tzomet. Then you have a Yom HaShabbos, and right after that you have a Rosh HaChashem, which means Takriv Oyel Hashem. So Rav says, when Rosh Chodesh Shechol Yud B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Adar, you have to lay three things, Parshat HaShavua, and you have to lay in Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, And you have to learn Shabbos from Parshas Kohen. But why choose that Parshas Kohen from Kisisa, and then you have to learn another Aliyah for Shvedish from Pinchas? Learn Parshas Pinchas from the beginning. That's by Korban Tomid, then you learn it, the Yom HaShabbat, then you learn Rosh HaChashem, so you'll accomplish both. But that, by learning is Korban Ilachmi, the three Parshas, one after the other, in Parshas Pinchas, you will accomplish a double Kriyam HaMitzvah, that you will have both the Kriya for Rosh Chodesh and the Kriya for Shkolah. But if it's Rosh Chodesh Chavi and Bemta Shabbat, so then on Rosh Chodesh you'll have to learn the Parshas Rosh Chodesh. Then the Shabbat before you just have to learn Parshas Shkolah. Parshas Shkolah, he would agree, Shmuel would agree, Rab would agree that it's Kisi. That's what the plain truth is. That's what Hashem says, it's against the Imam.
We
Okay. He's against the Gemara anyway. The Sfas Tamid says the Sefer is against the Gemara.
Is it possible that the reason they have the problem with when Rosh Chodesh comes out, because it's the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is 2 days. The first day of Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbat, and Purim has to come out on Shabbat. This is why it came out so infrequently. They plan the calendar around the void, and so it very rarely occurs. Nobody knows. No, if the first day, if it's the 2 day of Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbat.
According to our calendar,
according to our calendar.
They lived before. They lived before that calendar. They tried to avoid it very rarely. They hadn't written it down in the Hagen books. So that was the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. But anyway, the Sfasem says against the Gemara. You read the Gemara, it's the same Shmuel. Is the Pnei Yeshua right partially or not? Is he right at all that the two different takonis? That the two completely different takonis? Because it is strange why the Mishnah writes it backwards. It writes first the Yerz Menachal, then it writes the Klal. Yerz Menachal is when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbat. Then it writes the Klal. That's the normal way. The Shabbat is before Rosh Chodesh Adar. So the Gemara continues to have the following kash. Gemara says, the Shleim Lamad Yama Kisisa, point to the way Shmuel says, that's our practice. The Parsha Shkala and the Parsha Kisisa, Haina Dishtani, Hai Rosh Chodesh Mishar Rosh Hadosh. Do you understand what's the difference between this Rosh Chodesh Ador Shechaviz Mishabit and any other Rosh Chodesh Chaviz Mishabit? A normal Rosh Chodesh Chavi is B'Shabbos, you learn Parshas HaShavua, and then at the end, for Maftir, you learn Korban Ilachmi, you learn of Rosh HaChashiv. But when Rosh Chodesh Ador Chavi is B'Shabbos, so then instead of learning of Rosh HaChashiv, you learn for the Maftir, Kisisa. But if you hold like Rav, so the Gemara said, what's the chiluk the Mishnah writes? Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechaviz B'Shabbos Yilein Parsha Shkolen. Any Rosh Chodesh Chaviz B'Shabbos Yilein Parsha Shkolen. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Beer, Sivan, Tamazot. Every Rosh Chodesh Chaviz B'Shabbos Yilein Parsha Pinchas, Yilein the same thing. Oh, so the Rosh Hashi has, but you stop later. So what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara works the whole Gemara about this. What's the Gemara? Give the obvious answer. What do we do when Rosh Chodesh falls down on Shabbos? So we lay in the regular Parshas Shavua, we give 7 aliyahs. And then we lay in for the Maftir from Parshas Pinchas, and we start from of Rosh HaShem, Takriv Oil Al Hashem, which has how many Pesukim? Of Yom HaShabbat. How many Pesukim are there here? That is the way it says, Kabbani Lachmi has 8. Then of Yom HaShabbat has 2. And then Rosh HaShem has 5. Right. That's why there's a problem. The Mormon didn't have the whole problem. How do you lay in for your Torah? And a regular Rosh Chodesh, how are you going to squeeze in 4 aliyahs here? No problem. The Mark gives an 8. Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel also. How do you give the 8? So the Sana normal Rosh Chodesh Chaviz B'Shabbos, our practice is that we give 7 aliyahs and the Parshas HaShavua, and then the Chazan says Kaddish, and then you learn Eliyahu HaShabbos for Rosh HaChashiv. That's all. But you don't learn from the beginning of Korban Ilachmi. And over here, when it's Rosh Chodesh Ador Shechol, the Shabbos that he starts from the beginning. So the Rosh Hashir, what is the Gemara's problem? It's obviously two different Kriyas. You lay an extra here, and the reason why you lay an extra is because it says Tishmeru Lahakabli Vimay Ador, Tishmeru. And then the Tishmeru tells you that it starts from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So what's the Gemara's Kasha say? Because obviously we see from the Gemara that that was not their practice. That the practice is not a Gemara was that when it was not only when Rosh Chodesh falls out of the middle of the week, did they start from Tavis and Eitz over the Korbani Lachmi, even Rosh Chodesh fell on Hashabbos, we also learned like that. Against what we do today. We only start from the Yom HaShabbos of Rosh Chodesh. And the Rosh Hashanah points that out, that you see from the Gemara, that that was not their practice. Their practice was from the beginning. So Gemara, I would not mekayim the din. But the answer is, it's not a din v'chlal. It's v'chlal not a din. That when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, that the lane of Rosh Chodesh and to Mafsir. It's a minig. It's not a din, it's a minig. The Gemara just asked that the minig was an old minig. So he just quotes from the Gemara that it's a minig like that. The same thing on Yom Tov, that we lay, we get five aliyahs in the parsha of Yom Tov, and then we lay from parsha Simcha from Mafsir. So he says that's also, that's a minig that's not even mentioned in the Gemara. That's only a minig that's mentioned first in the Sifrei HaGaonim. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah, it's not mentioned in the Gemara. From the Gaonim like that. That you lay from parsha Simcha about the Korbanos on Yom Tov to Mafsir. And here the Gemara has a minig, but it's only a minig, it's not a din. So we today, we're Mishana the minig somehow. So I don't know, we don't know when it changed, but obviously it did change. Because Mana Gemara, the minig was that whenever any Rosh Chodesh fell out on Shabbos, they would lay Parshas HaShavua 6 or 7 aliyahs, doesn't matter. Either way, 6 or 7. And then they would give, either way is valid. The only difference is when you'll say Kaddish. If you lay 7 aliyahs, and then the Machlu is separate, then you say Kaddish in between the 7th aliyah and the Kriya Satara for the Machlu. If you only lay 6 aliyahs in the Parshas HaShavua, and the seventh one is going to be the Mafter. We pass the Mikra and the Mafter is Oyla the Minyan Kruin. Gemara has a Machlokes in the Mafter. Oyla the Minyan Kruin, Mafter ain't Oyla. The one is going to say the Haftarah. From the Novi, Mafter by Novi Tzach Shikra by Tzach Tchilo. The one who says Mafter from the Novi must get an Aliyah first. Because the first people are going to get Aliyah from the Chumash. And not say Novi. He's going to say Novi, not say Torah. So people will think, well, Novi is just as important as Torah. So he's Baharai, but he got an aliyah from Torah, and he got an aliyah from Navi. It's all the same thing. So they made a takana that everybody should realize that Torah is the ikra. Torah is more important than Navi. They made a takana, Hamafta Banavi, Tzach Shikra Batorah Tchil, and they cover that Torah. That everybody should have to get an aliyah. The ikra is the Torah. And then, as a tussle to that, we say they have Torah from the Navi. Originally, when it was instituted, it wasn't so. Why did the institute have Torah? The Gemara never tells us. But the Abu Dram claims the whole story that at one time there was a Shmad. And they didn't allow the Jews, the Flocky Grim, they didn't allow the Jews to learn Kriyas HaTorah from the Chumash. But they allowed them to say Neviyah. That they weren't Gezer. If I would have been a Goy, I would make a Gezer HaShmad. I wouldn't allow them to turn Neviyah Muktzum. What's that? Somehow they didn't allow Chumash. Torah, Kriyas HaTorah they didn't allow. But Neviyah you can learn all you want. The Jews smuggled in a Zeichet to the Kriyas HaTorah. So they weren't allowed to learn Kriyas HaTorah in the seven Aliyahs. So they instituted, Bishaz Gezer HaShmad, they instituted that you should lane Haftarah from the Navi, an Indian that's reminiscent of the Parshat HaShavua. So they would look on the calendar and it said that this week is Parshat Tikudeh, and Nebuch, they would be crying on Sabbath, the rabbi would get up and say, we can't lane Parshat Tikudeh because the Goyim don't let us. So in lieu of Parshat Tikudeh, we'll lane something from Elohim about Binyan Beit HaMikdash in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. We'll lane something every week that'll be a Zecher for the Parshat HaShavua. That's when they originally instituted the Kriyas Haftarah. That's what the Avodah says. You don't know exactly where the source for this is, where the Abu Dram get it from. That's what he claims. That there was a Gzeres HaShmad, and that's why he instituted the Haftarah. So at the time that it was instituted, obviously there was no halacha that Hamafta Banavi Tzav Shikra Batorah Tchilu. There was no Kriyas HaTorah. There was only Navi. But then later, when they got back the Rishayon, they got the Gzeres HaShmad was Nizbatla, and then they got back the right to learn Kriyas HaTorah. So then what they need the Kriya Banavi for? So they said, no, let's leave the Takana that in addition to the Kriyas HaTorah, we should also learn after. What about Bizman Azel, let's say you go to the bungalow column and the guy who's supposed to bring the Sefer Torah didn't come yet. He's coming next week. He's coming next Shabbos. And this Shabbos is no Sefer Torah. But you know we say Haftarah. So we should revert back to the original Takana. Like a Gzeres HaShmad. So whenever you don't have a Sefer Torah to lane Parshat HaShavua, let's say in the middle of laning, you find out the Sefer Torah is possible. And there's no shul around. There's only shul, only Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah is possible, so you're not allowed to continue laning. Before you lane, you find out that it's possible with Sefer Torah. So should you say Haftarah or not? So the Mikivege quotes the shul from the Akharim, that no. If you don't say Haftarah, You can only say Hapera if there's a Gzeret Hashmad, if you live in a country where there's a Gzeret Hashmad and they don't let you learn Kriyat Hapera. So then, according to the Yavu Dram story, they would allow you to learn Hapera without, with the brokers before and after the whole work, without learning from the Sefer Torah. But if it's your negligence that you can't learn from the Sefer Torah, that you don't have a kosher with Sefer Torah, it's not Gzeret Hashmad, the Goyim are not persecuting us. Just they were too lazy. We went away to the bungalow colony without taking along a kosher Sefer Torah. So it's not also we don't have a Sefer Torah. But then you have no right to say the Haftarah either. The Haftarah was only Misakeh, Bishak, Zeret Hashmad, when you're unable to lay Kriyat Haftarah to substitute Kriyat Haftarah. And then they continued after the Gzerah was Batlah, then they came to this other drum story that it was based on the Gzerah. Then they preserved the Takona as an adjunct to the Kriyat Haftarah. Hamafta Banovi, Tzor Shikha Batarah Tchila. First you have to lay the whole Kriyat Haftarah. Not only you have to lay the whole Kriyat Haftarah, and the seller who's getting that aliyah of Maftir, the Baal Maftir, has to get an aliyah first in the same terms and call it a third. But if you have no Sefer Torah, then you have no Maftir either. Before you have the function of Sefer Torah, you without brokers, but you can't say brokers. Yeah, that's how you talk. So the Rambam holds in the Shuvah that you can always learn Sefer Torah from a printed Chumash also. That's what he quotes, and in all the Svara they did like that. And the Rambam and the Yarach HaJokhi, so it's like Kitz, that's serious in the Rambam and the Shuvah and the Rambam and the Yarach HaJokhi. And so the Mishnah points out the Shuvah. And some want to be made, those who give Teirutzim to the Shuvah because they never looked up the Shuvah in the original. If you look up the Shuvah, there's no Teirutzim. The Teirutzim is the Shuvah. But he writes in the Yarach HaJokhi, the Teirutzim is the Shuvah, but he writes in the Shuvah to the Rambam. So it's a Machloikah, so it's a Teirutzim for the Rambam. I think that if you have the Teirutzim, that's possible, so you should lay with that rock. Somebody won't accomplish anything by having seven people walk up and walk down, but they're not saying any drops anyway. They just have the balkar right in the park. Yeah, you can lay the haftar without a drop. You can lay the haftar also without a drop. You stop it, yeah. But since we're stupid, maybe you want your to create that tire. If you want your to create that tire, because it was possible for them, then there's nothing you can say you have to. You can't do it without to read. They have to also without a drop.
But if you were to find a school after 3 years, for example, you could then say
the Haftarah,
didn't you?
I don't know. I'm looking at it today. I don't think so. I doubt it, because it's Makar, the Takona, and Shabbat, and that's the 7 Aliyah.
This is awesome, though. Why isn't that policy?
What they accomplished by calling him up, they're not going to say the bracha.
It's well brought up from the
first
place
when he started to make bracha. Every oiler lane his own. Yeah, if you get seven people, to each one should lane one section and six turns. That would be the best thing. The way we have the takana today, the way we practice Kriyat HaTorah today, we have seven people. Each one says the bracha, and each one lanes for himself. How does each one lane? Ayideh Shemei Kainah. It's considered as if either one or the other. Either the seven people are laning because Shemei Kohenah, the Kriyat HaTorah of the Balkoreh, is related to the Olim. We have seven people who said brachas and each one said his Kriya with Shemei Kohenah. Or each one is Shemei Kohenah for the Balkoreh, he's saying the brachas. So the Balkoreh got all seven of you. Because it didn't, you have to have the same person to say the brachas and say the laning. You have to have the same one, that's what it means, to get an aliyah. Get an aliyah means that you said the brachas and you said the Kriyat HaTorah. So either you arrange Shemei Kohenah in one direction or the other. Either the Kriya of the Balkoreh is also true to the Olam. So Ayideh Shemei Kohenah is considered as if he said the brachas and he said the Kriya of the Sukkim. Or if it's Shemei Kohenah the other way, that the Oilah said the brachas on behalf of the Balkoreh, so the Balkoreh got all the seven aliyahs.
Do we pass one way or another?
Oh, we usually assume that Shemei Kohenah goes the other way. Yeah. Shemei Kohenah, the Balkoreh, lanes on behalf of the Olam. So the Olam are the ones who are laning.
If the Balkoreh is not the Balkoreh,
he should, because he's part of the Sibu also. Even if he already heard Kriyat HaTorah in the first minute, he should still pay attention to the Rosh. But that's what we usually assume. That means the Balkoreh is mostly, that's how the Rosh says, the Balkoreh, Rosh and Megillah, it's called in Shulchan Aruch. The Balkoreh is mostly the Ola with Shemei Kainah with the Kriyat HaTorah.
So why should that relate to Kriyat?
Shemei Kainah.
The
Prophet is well, he'll get all the seven aliyahs. What's the big deal? He'll get all the seven aliyahs, about Kar.
Yes.
Did he stop seven times? I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yes. So we stop seven times. It says if you give a person two aliyahs, one after the other, so it says indeed in the Gemara that you don't say brachas on the middle aliyahs. How do you demonstrate that it's a separate aliyah? If the same guy got the two aliyahs in a row, they should sit down and then go back up. Go back to his feet and then go back up. Then it says that the Zman Hazeh, since you say a bracha before and after every aliyah, there's no need to sit down and then go back. To go back to your feet and sit down and go back up. You can stay there, you say the bracha shanah, then you say again, let's say the kohen gets two aliyahs. So by yes, the kohen doesn't have to go sit down and then go back up for lazy. He stands there, he says the bracha after the first aliyah, then he says the bracha before the second aliyah. So it's obvious that the two aliyahs. I mean, if you want to make it here into seven aliyahs when you're laying without a sefer Torah, how are you going to make it into seven aliyahs? Maybe you should sit down. Maybe it's the Baal Kohen should sit down and stand up again. I don't know. It's a problem, yeah. If you don't have a kohen sefer Torah, you have problems.
Why
did he have to read along? That's a very difficult explanation. The Rosh gives some kind of an explanation on that. If you say Shemeh Kainah, so why do we require of the other that he should lean along softly? Yep, she gives some kind of explanation.
Is there a
requirement? Yes. Yeah. We really require. Asuma, the Shana's Asuma and Amoris is not able to lean Mitoch Aksav, so is he allowed to get an Aliyah? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Masis Bin Yamin, who was a Suma. Masis Bin Yamin was not able to see, so he dictated a tshuva to one of the Talmidim, the Ziknusa, was not able to see. So he passed him that you're allowed to get an Aliyah. Suma's allowed to get an Aliyah. But there are many parts who disagree. Shulchan Aruch passed him that the minig is that a Suma gets an Aliyah. The Mishnah Brewer says, let's say for Panshu Zohar and Panshu Sporo, that when Machman, they treat them like their rices, says you shouldn't give the Aliyah to a person who's not able to lean along with Tech Aksan. Because since it's their rice, you should really be cautious for that sheep that if the older doesn't lean along, then you're not yet to Kriyas HaTer. All your long time Kriyas HaTer is the Rabbanon, and it's your fellow, so we rely on the Masjid Binyan. But on Parshas Zohar, Parshas Parah, the whole people should be marked for the Rosh Hashita. And all year long also, those who happen in Torah should be marked for the Rosh Hashita. Those who happen in Torah should be marked for the Rosh Hashita, the Chabbis and all that. To lean along softly with the Baal Torah. Why does he have to lean along? He's saying Shemei Kohen anyway, it's a big problem. Some of age, you get to Mishur and work very hard on it, and it turns out very complicated. Yeah. Yeah. Just like you say Shemei Kohen with the Yeah. So the Rosh says something. The Rosh explains why it's not so. It's very difficult to understand what the Rosh says. Yeah. He claims he said the whole story because originally there's the Gzeres HaShemad, and then this was a substitute for the Kriyas HaTer. And then later, after the Shemad was bottled, after the Gzeres was bottled, then they said, let's preserve the Sakon as an adjunct to the Kriyas HaTer. But then, as Man Hazeh, if you don't have a Shemad and you're in town, then you can only lay it if you come out to Manam Tov Shik HaTer too. So the Gemara says now, getting back, the Gemara says now that since the Master has to lay from the Sefer Torah first, the Gemara has a Machloikis, can the Master, the one who's going to lay in the HaTerah, and we require of him that he should get an aliyah first before he lays up Torah, does he count as one of the minyan akruim or not? Let's say at a time of tshuva that you only give three aliyahs, and then somebody gets maftir, so he gives three, and then the fourth one gets an aliyah and he gets maftir. Or let's say on Yom Tov, when you have five aliyahs, they give five and then maftir is separate, or is maftir the fifth oila? Maftir is oila the minyan akruim. On Yom Kippur you have six, on Shabbat you have seven. Whenever you have a kriyas haTorah and you have a maftir and you have a Torah, so the Gemara has a machlokes, the maftir is older than Yikurim, the maftir ain't older than Yikurim. So Tosfos says, we have a seer in our practice, how do we pass the Gemara doesn't say? So the Rabbeinu Tam points out, we have a contradiction. On a Tayyus Tzibur, the maftir is the third older. In fact, the Nebuchadnezzar Yehuda writes that the minhag is that you say Yamod Maftir. You don't say Yamod Shlishi on a Tayyus. They know Shul, this is what they say. They say Yamod Maftir. So Rashi doesn't like it. He thinks that he's supposed to call up Yamod Shlishi. The only time you say Yamod Maftir is if the maftir is separate. After the minyan akruim. But that's really not a beauty right. That's the meaning in his seer, and he has dinim based on it. But the fact that we say Yam enough, it changes all the So the Rabbi Natan is bothered with this question. How come on a time is people, he gives three aliyahs and the master is the third? You see that the master is over the minyan akruim. And on Yom Tov, and on Yom Kippur, and on Shabbos, he gives five plus master, he gives six plus master, he gives seven plus master. You don't count master as one of the older. Master is separate. So the Rabbeinu Tam answers that the Zaraya, the Mika, Radin, Master is always older than the Mikul. But the Master, since Hamapta ben Avashov Shik, Batera Tchila, since he has to lay a little bit in the Sefer Torah, so there's no reason why he's not. We pass like that Mandal. There's no reason why he doesn't count as one of the three or five or six or seven olim. So he does count. And that's why on a time of Sibur, we count them as the third oila is the maftir. Why is it that on Yom Tov or Yom Kippur or Shabbos we give maftir and aliyah in addition to the minyan akruim? Because he may as well be yotzei they call a shita, since there's another shita that maftir is not ola. And on Yom Tov and on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur it's mutter to make haisofis all you want. So you may as well make another haisofis and satisfy everybody's opinion. But on a time of Sibur, the mission says you're not permitted to make haisofis. You can only give three aliyahs. You can only give the exact amount of aliyahs, the bare minimum that you're required to give. So the bare minimum really is that you give two aliyahs, and the third one is the maftir, and maftir is other than the include. That's what the Rabbi Natan said. Our practice, Lamaisa, is not that we're machmir not to make haisofis on Yom Tov and on Yom Kippur. We only make haisofis on Shabbos. So even though the Mishnah is machmir beferish like this, Mishnah Megillah is machmir beferish, then on a tiny Sibur, on Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah, and Purim, and Chol HaMoed, then you don't make any haisofis. On a regular Monday and Thursday morning, when you give just three aliyahs, or on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, and give four aliyahs, it says you're not allowed to make any haisofis. But if it's Shabbos or Yom Tov or Yom Kippur, then the Mishnah seems to say the Pharisees that you may make all the haisofis you want. The reason why you forbid haisofis is because the people have to go to work, they have to make money. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, no one's going to work anyway. So there's no problem. So you can make all the haisofis you want. So the mindset, we don't fully follow this Rabbi Natan. We follow the Shita of the Ran. The Ran has a Chumrah. That means he's a Yeshomrim. Asher Shita Yeshom is one opinion. And the Mishnah says that we allow haisofis that only goes on Shabbos. You have to read the Mishnah. It depends whether you read the Mishnah quickly or slowly. But the Mishnah, if you read it, the Mishima Achas of the Spanish Mishnah. Where's that Mishnah? It says like this, the Mishnah Achot Aleph Amun Aleph. That's the first Mishnah in the third Perek. Before we were going from the fourth Perek in Megillah. The first Mishnah in the third Perek in Megillah, Chof Aleph Amun Aleph says, Beyond the Chamisha, Beyam Kippa Shisha, Beshav Shiva, Ein Perek Nehem, Avam Asif Malein. So if you read it quickly, that's the simple Pshat, that's the end of the Pshat in the Mishnah. It says, that's a new paragraph in the Mishnah. The whole Mishnah before then, it says, on Yom Tov give five aliyahs, on Yom Kippur give six, on Shabbos give seven. You're not allowed to give less, but you may give more, and you give maftir. So it goes on all three. It goes on Yom Tov, and on Yom Kippur, and on Shabbos, all three. And first man, Abba Matzikim Aleihem. So the Ran quotes one opinion, Abba Matzikim Aleihem only goes on Shabbos. If you never permitted to make haisofis, only on Shabbos, why? If you're going to make haisofis on Monday or Thursday, you give four aliyahs instead of three, you're giving the Shabbos like Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. Have four aliyahs. Or Shodesh and Chol HaMoed is supposed to have four, and you give five aliyahs, you're going to make haisofis. You give the chshivas of like a Yom Tov. You're not supposed to do that. A Yom Tov, you're supposed to have five, you give six aliyahs, make haisofis. You give Yom Tov the chshivas of a Yom Kippur, you give seven aliyahs on Yom Kippur instead of six, you give the chshivas of a Shabbos. So you're never permitted to be moisif aleihem. Not that we forbid haisofis on the weekdays because the people have to run to work, and we allow haisofis on Shabbos and Yom Kippur and Yom Tov because no one's going to work anyway. No, that's not the pshat. We don't allow haisofis any time of the year, not to confuse the minyan hakruin. When makbid, you have to have three aliyahs, four aliyahs, five aliyahs, six aliyahs. And Shabbos is the top. Shabbos is seven aliyahs. Shabbos is the top, but to give 25 aliyahs on Shabbos, it's not impinging on anybody else's kavod. What, you're gonna give Shabbos achshivus of what? There's nothing above Shabbos. On Shabbos, we allow haisofis all you want. But on the other days of Kriya Sefer, we don't allow haisofis. That's what the Ran says. The Maita, we're machmir for the Ran, usually that all year long, we don't make any haisofis on Yom Tov and on Yom Kippur. Only on Shabbos we make haisofis. But Nikra Din, we really assume that the Din really is like the Rabbi Natan, that what? That you may make haisofis on Shabbos and on Yom Tov and on Yom Kippur. So how right that Nikra Din Allah is like that? The Ramon says in Shulchan Aruch that on Simchat Torah make haisofis, you give everybody in Shul aliyahs. You give many aliyahs in Shul. If you have a gigantic Shul, you only give everybody that you give his name a few times. Everybody makes haisofis on Simchat Torah. So that shows that the Iker Adin, we don't really talk like the Ran. All year long, the Maisa were Machmer. Not to make haisofis on Yom Tov and on Yom Kippur. But the Iker Adin, our love is haisofis on Mutter. So that's why the Rabbi Natan explains on Chav Gimel Amar Aleph in the Tzadik of Chad Omar Oyle, that the Iker Adin, we talk in that Maftir is Oyle the Minyan Kruin. That's why the Maftir on a time of Sibur has to be the Shlishi. You don't give three aliyahs and then give Maftir. The third one is the Maftir. Because you're not permitted to do otherwise. You have to do what the Iker Adin is, namely the Maftir is Oyle the Minyan Kruin. But on Yom Tov and on Yom Kippur and on Shabbos, when the din is that you can make oil haisofis if you want, Nikra din, that's halach, you can make haisofis.
So we recommend to make a Hisofer to satisfy the other opinion of the Gemara. So the idea they call Ashitas, even this, to satisfy the opinion of the Mandom and the Gemara, that the Mafter is not either the Minyan Akur. Right, there are two opinions. The Avram says not, even though it's really mutter. He says not because the Kriya of Yom Kippur, the minhag has it that the Kriya of Yom Kippur was set up in such a way that every aliyah ends off with a theme of kapara. Who's about Kriya of Yom Kippur? All the aliyahs, and most of the aliyahs are not from mice. Who? Right. Every aliyah, I think either all the aliyahs or most of the aliyahs. That's Pasuk Yud Zayin, the one that you just said. Then there's another one, Pasuk Vav. Then there are others like that. Bnei Hashem, Bitaru. So Rabbi Avraham quotes it from the like that. That the minig is on Yom Kippur, the end of every aliyah dot with an Indian of Kapara. So that's why, even when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, you shouldn't make any Hoysof. When you're on the fourth on Shabbos, the Morgan Avram says you may make Hoysof. The meaning in some places in Europe was not to make Hoysof. Rabbi Avinchik said he thinks that meaning is perhaps just a little more Oizgehalvi. Shemaise does, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Because the Maise, the Iker Adin really is what the Rabbi Natan said, that you may make Hoysof on every Yontif. Every Yontif in Kippur you may make Hoysof. We're talking about Menhagim, we're not talking about what the Din is. So the Rav said he thinks the Pshat in the meaning is like this. What do we know? You have a target that starts all year long, we don't make Hoysofis on Yontif, except for Simchas Torah we do. Manishtan Simchas Torah, the Ramo writes like that. All year long we don't make Hoysofis on Yontif, except for Simchas Torah. And on Yontif, Shcholi is B'Shabbos, there are different Minhagim with a yes and no. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Pshat in the meaning is not that, a little bit Choshish for the Ramo, not completely. We do the following, whenever you lay a Yontif Dikit Kriya, but we treat a Yontif Dikit Kriya as one that doesn't lend itself to Hoysofis. When you lay in a Parshas HaShavua, a Shabbos Dikit Kriya, then a Shabbos Dikit Kriya does lend itself to Hoysofis. So on Simchas Torah, you lay in a Shabbos Dikit Kriya. You lay in a Parshas HaShavua. You don't lay in a Yontif Dikit Kriya. You lay in a Zayis HaBrach. So the Zayis HaBrach is a regular Parshas HaShavua, so that lends itself to Hoysofis. Even though it's Yontif, but we make Hoysofis because it's a Kriya that really should have belonged to a Shabbos. And on a regular Yontif, even a Yontif Shavu is the Shabbos, you don't lay in a Shabbos Dikit Kriya. You're mafsik, and you lay in only a Yontif Dikit Kriya. A Yontif Dikit Kriya, the minig is in some places, the miut mekayim, this was in Europe, but the minig is, but a Yontif Dikit Kriya does not lend itself to Hoysof. But the Magen Avraham says not, the Magen Avraham just says on Yom Kippur, Shecholi is B'Shabbos, there's a paid not to make Hoysof, is because every Aliyah ends off with an Inyan of Tahari and Kapara. But on a regular Yontif Shecholi is B'Shabbos, he doesn't hold to that minig. That's a miut, that's a play, a miut mekayim that has such a minig. Yeah.
Is there, I heard also a minig that on Shabbos, people don't make
a sofa. No. The problem is like this. There's manhag Gemara that every person has got an aliyah laying for himself. So then it says you can make a sofa. But there's man hazeh that each oiler does not lay for himself. So the balkori is laying for them to be made to them. Shemeh kohina. So what do you mean shemeh kohina? Shemeh kohina on the seven kruim. Whatever you have to have. Or the Rabbi Natan seven kruim with the mafter in order to satisfy the both opinions of mafter. It's not a little mini kruim. So you make eight aliyahs every Shabbos. Make seven aliyahs and then you make the mafter. But to make 10 aliyahs, make 15 aliyahs, what do you need it for? So why should you make shemeh koina? Why do you need shemeh koina to be moitzi a guy with a thing that he doesn't even need? Nobody even needs it. He could have ended before. So that's why some Gedolei HaPoskim don't allow aliyahs bizman hazeh. Even though bizman hagemara was allowed, bizman hazeh we should not allow aliyahs. Because what kind of business? They're not laying for themselves. Shemeh kaina on a thing that's not even necessary. It's not right. But some sofer has a tshuva, he sort of has a compromise. He says it depends. If they're going to give money to the shul, there's going to be a rebbe to the tzedakah, to the yeshiva, to whatever it is, going to make a neder. But then it says, we allow to make hoysos, but he's not going to give, let's say, young Israel, but they have a policy, if they don't make any mishabera, so then what are you making hoysos for? Just to give kibudim, time to get a cover. And then he's again, that's some say this true, that you should only allow hoysos, I think you should only allow hoysos if they're going to make him dorish. And Yamim Tov in that great day, a person should try to be medakit to get an aliyah. You know, simchas yomikot, yeah. When you get an aliyah, it's considered as if you're malami the others. Like, they should make aliyah, you're considered the balkari. So the balkari is malami, lachay, and fair, that's in the meaning of simchas yomikot. What? To say shemei kohen on an aliyah that wasn't necessary in the first place. It didn't need, you need to read in. After you have the seven aliyahs, you could have stopped already. What are you learning more? Not for you to do it. What do you want to say around? Right. But you have a new guy say Dorkas for a Kriya which he's not going to say. You're going to have to replace him with Shanae Kohen. What kind of business is that? Let him not say the Dorkas and let him not get an Aliyah. What do we need the whole thing for? You could have stopped the whole Kriya that's there before. You could have made 7 Aliyahs out of the whole parish. You have to make 15 Aliyahs.
Why is that so?
The Shanae Kainah, the Shanae Kainah is when, but he doesn't know how to say, so I'll say he already has Zayin Kruz, but he had Eight on it, but he had 15 on it, what do you need a 16 on it, but you don't need it, why should you say Shanae Kainah to allow the person to say Brachas on a Kriya, which he's not going to say, and to rely on the Shanae Kainah from the Balkar. Even if you don't say Shema Kohen on Talmud Torah, that means that the Tzibur is Yotze Kriyas HaTorah, not with the Din of Shema Kohen. But the older has to be Yotze with Shema Kohen. Yotze means that he says the Brach and he's the Balkor, he's laning. So if he's not laning, and we have Takana, we don't allow the Oyle to be the Balkor. You don't allow the, but some people will know how to lane and most people will not know how to lane. So people will be embarrassed and they get an aliyah. They won't know how to lane, so they'll be embarrassed. But they won't want to come to shul, they won't want to get aliyah. So Kadesh Lalavai should be Shani Yadeya, Taisi says, they made a takonah, that you have one Balkari lane for everybody. But the mind thought Kidin, it really is, that the Balkari, that the one who's really the Balkari is the one who's the older, the one who says the prophet. But how, where, when is he laning? Which Shemei Kohen is considered as if he's laning. Then the Tzibur is Yotze, not based on Shemei Kohen. The Tzibur is Yotze based on the fact that they're listening to Kriya Zata. But the Oyla has to be called the Balkore Al Yidei Shemei Kohen. So that's what the G'dolim Tanya, what do you need Shemei Kohen if you don't need the whole Aliyah? How can you say Shemei Kohen if you didn't need the whole thing?
In Kaskin that the Maftir is included in the number of Aliyah,
right?
Right. But then why, then even on Yantif, we hold that you can have more than 5 Aliyahs.
Right, that's what the Rabbi and Tom says.
Well, not like the Ramah. The Ramah says only on Yom.
Right, right. That's what I explained. The Ramah is machmir for the Ran, but
we're
not we're machmir not to give more than we're machmir a little bit. We wouldn't give 6 and machmir. We only give 5 and machmir. Except for Simchas Torah, when we do give many more than 5. So the Gemara asks this kasha: Dishleim of the Shmuel that on Parshish Kol Yilei Kisisa. We understand what the chiluk is. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls down on Shabbos, then Yilein, Kisisa. And when Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls down on Shabbos, then Yilein from Pinchas. But according to Rav, that Yilein Shabbos Bnei Son Ma'at Alem is Korbani Lachmi. So it's the same thing. Rosh Chodesh Chodesh Shabbos, you always learn the same thing. So the Rosh Hashanah points out, you see that the Zman HaGemara, they didn't do the way we do. They used to learn the whole thing. Aye, so we have to shout to the Mamash, not Yotze, the Takonis, Takonis, and the answer is no, we are Yotze. We already had 7 aliyahs, already laid all the 7 aliyahs. And the maftah by us is extra. The maftah doesn't, Mikra didn't, the maftah shouldn't have to lay anything from the chumash, but it's a takana. That a maftah by Novotel, Shikabat Torah, Tchila, we shouldn't say covered on Torah. The people shouldn't think that he can get an aliyah of Navi alone without getting an aliyah. So he has to lay something, Nishgafela. So if he doesn't lay the Kavali Lachmi, it's also okay. No tragedy. But you see from the Gemara that was the practice. So that's the Gemara's kasha against Rav. According to Rav, since the minig always was that when Rosh Chodesh Chol HaSchol is B'Shabbos, they would always lay the whole thing from Pinchas. So what's the shtana over here when Rosh Chodesh Ador HaSchol is B'Shabbos? So the Gemara answers one answer, then they reject and they give another answer. They answer one answer, well, when it's Parsha Shkolim, then you don't lay parshas pikudei. And you only lay this korbani lachmi, according to one mandama. But you don't lay in the regular parshas shavua. If it will be chodesh nisach all these b'shabes, then you lay parshas shavua. And then at the end, from after, you lay this korbani lachmi of yom hashabbos of rosh hashanah. But if it's parshas kolim, if it's chodesh adosh all these b'shabes, then you don't lay the parshas shavua at all, and you give all the aliyahs in this korbani lachmi. So the gemara says, that you don't lay in Hanich Lamandi Yomar to say the parashi is Kuchayzer, then we know what the difference is. Elamandi Yomar to say the Haftarah is Kuchayzer, the way we do, that the only thing that's different is the Maftar and the Haftarah. So the Gemara says that what's the difference between Rosh Chodesh Ad, Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, and every other Rosh Chodesh Chodesh B'Shabbos? Every Rosh Chodesh Chodesh B'Shabbos, you lay in the Aliyahs in the Parashat HaShavuah. And then you lay the Maftar at the end, from Askar Bani Lachmin, the whole thing. And for the Gemara, this is a very important line. And for the Gemara Shani, it's a big difference. The Ila Rosh Chodoshim and a normal Rosh Chodesh Chodesh B'Shabbos, he lain six aliyahs, the Inyon and the Yoyma. The Chad Kari did the Rosh Chodesh. In the Shavi, the seventh aliyah is in Parashat Rosh Chodesh. Why did the Gemara say six in one? So the Gemara is going with the Ikar Adin, like the Rabbi Natan explained. He says previously, we pass in them after the other than Inyon Kuhin, after the other than Inyon Aliyah. So he lain six in the Parashat HaShavuah. And you lay in the seventh aliyah, and it's korbani lachmin. You wouldn't say kaddish in between. You only say kaddish when you finish with the kriyas atayr. So with mana gemar, if you're going to lay in six in the parshas hashavua, and the seventh one of Rosh Chodesh, so you're not going to say maftir. You're not going to say kaddish before maftir. When will you say kaddish? When will you say kaddish? If you finish the kriyas atayr, if you finish the aliyah of the maftir before he says the haftarah. That's what someone would have said. That's when you would say the Maftar. So Magen Avraham says, no, you're not allowed to do that either. Magen Avraham says, because since the Gemara's Lashon is in Saita, Maftar Banovit Tzorch Shikar Batayra Tchila, you have to lay in the Sefer Torah immediately before. Because that's what the word Tchila means. Love that. That's what he said. You have to lay in from the Sefer Torah immediately. The fellow who got Maftar has to lay in from the Sefer Torah immediately before he says his Haftarah. That you're going to say the Kaddish in between the Kriyas and the Sefer Torah of the Baal Maftir and the saying of the Haftarah, that's a violation of Chilah. That's what he says. That's what the Magen Avraham has the Moshe the following din. If you let the Yelani from the Sefer Torah Parshas HaShavua, you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah. So the din is you put it away and take out another Sefer Torah. What happens if you find a mistake at the very end of Shvi? So you say the last Pasuk, next to the last Pasuk in Shvi. So you say, well, you finish Shvi. And you put away the Sefer Torah, and you take out another Sefer Torah in order to lay over one aliyah from after. So the Magen Avraham says, no. He says that, I think the Mechaber says, I don't remember, the Magen Avraham and the Mechaber. The Magen Avraham says that if the mistake was from the Ikar Adin, the Shvi could have been the Maftir. The only thing is, the Rabbeinu Tam said, in order to be Yetzir, they call it Shittas, in order to satisfy the opinion of Maftir, is not all of the Mean Kruim. So we give a separate aliyah to the maftar. But he says, in this case, they go put away the same third take out. That is after a whole big spiel. So he says, it doesn't pay. So you just leave it the way it is. Let the shvi, even they call them up the amot shvi, let the shvi be the maftar. Fine. There's a bar mitzvah, I don't know. What are you going to do if there's a bar mitzvah? A chassan, and you didn't call them up? You have to ask the rabbi, a shaylan did. But the Magen Avraham talks about a normal week. Normal week, so whoever got the ticket that he's going to get maftar, it'll be hot roll. So we won't give him any maftar. You find the psul in the Sefer, the end of Shvi, so the Shvi is going to be the month. But then the Magen Avraham says, and when will you say the Kaddish in this case? So he says, we won't allow you to say the Kaddish where you normally say after the Kriya of the seventh Aliyah from the Sefer Torah. And then right after that, you're going to say the Haftarah. No, Hamafta Banavi, so Shikha Batara Tchilo. You're not permitted to be Mafsik in between the Aliyah that the Mafsik gets and the Kriya of the Haftarah. So the Magen Avraham says, therefore you have to save the Kaddish till after the whole Haftarah, before you can cook. Oh, so that's where Rabbi Kivega writes that he changed the minig on Tanais. He says the minig always was on the Tanais where that you give three aliyahs, and after the Kriyas HaTorah you say Kaddish, and after the Kaddish, the one who got Shlishi, the one who got the third aliyah, says the Maftar, says after. But the Magen Avraham says it's the din of Tchila, Hamaftar Banavi, Tzorchik Batar Tchila, he has to lay from the Sefer Torah immediately preceding his Kriya from the Sefer, from the Haftarah, that means they call it HaTorah, that it shouldn't look as if this guy gets an aliyah from the Navi and he got an aliyah from the Sefer Torah. So yes, the same person has to learn from the Sefer Torah immediately before learning from the Navi. So Rabbi Kivega writes that he was mavatal this minig based on this Magen Avraham, and he changed it to do the way we do today, So we say that we don't say a Kaddish in between the third Aliyah. That's what they do, Moshul. They don't say Kaddish in between the third Aliyah and the Tainis Tzibur and the Haftarah. You wait to say the Kaddish later. When you say the Kaddish, when you put back to say the Torah, you want to say? Okay. But Rabbi Kadega says the minig used to be not so. The minig used to be that they said Kaddish at the end of Shlishi before the Haftarah. So he says he was Mavaklet that you shouldn't say Kaddish then based on this Moganavon. But the problem is that on Tisha B'Av, in most places, the practice is on Tisha B'Av pretty universal. Practices on Tisha B'Av not so. In the morning, Tisha B'Av morning, we give three aliyahs. What are you laying? You sell the bottom of the bottom, no? So you give three aliyahs and then you say Kaddish. And then you're laying the Haftarah for Sofa Sifrei from Yirmiyah. So you do say Kaddish in between. Rabbi Kivega doesn't say he was Mavatla. He was Mavatla, so they left that the way it is. So that's the question. So what's going on? So the Pashtas, the real answer is that we don't hold like the Magen Avraham. That's the real answer. But if somehow the Magen Avraham pushed the sheet in, by if you found the toys by Shvi, he's right on the page, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. So that's what everybody assumes. That's the din. Then Rabbi Kivega made a whole fuss on the Tiny Sibur, so that's what in most places they do on the Tiny Sibur. They don't say the Kaddish after the Kriya Satara before the Haftarah. And on Tisha B'Av they didn't make a fuss about it. So that's the way it is.
They do the last Pasuk at 2 and 3,
if you already read it, then you're within 3 Pesukim to the Pesukah or the Stuma, and you're not allowed to stop where you are, so then you have to finish. So then you finish to the end, and then you finish. So you leave that. Now if you finish, let's say you found a mistake 3 Pesukim before the end, then you stop there and take out another Sefer. You lay in the next Aliyah. So the Gemara asks this Shaila. No, the Gemara asks, according to Rav, the Parshish Kol Nitzabes B'nei Yisrael Ma'at Aleihem. So every Rosh Chodesh Kol is B'Shabes, that's what you lay. So the Gemara says, what B'Shleim if you don't lay Tikkudi at all? And you understand it's a different thing. And on Shabbos Kol, all you lay is from Pinchas, these 20, how much is it? 8 and 2 and 5. 15 Sukkah. Lay is 15 Sukkah. So on a regular Rosh Chodesh Kol is B'Shabes, you lay the Parshish Kol Shavua with the 15 Sukkah and added on for the Maftir. And today, all you're laying is 15 psukim. Keep on laying over and over and over again, the same 15 psukim to give 7 aliyahs. But if you hold not so, the way we do, but if you hold that this week you do lay pikudei, and then you're laying the 15 psukim, so what's the difference? This week in every Rosh Chodesh Chali is B'Shabbos. Because Bismara Gemara, it's clear and obvious, the Rosh Hashanah points out, that Rosh Chodesh was Chali is B'Shabbos, they laying all 15 psukim, not just the last 7 psukim. They laying all the 15. So the Gemara answers a Chiddush Nifla. It's different. That on a normal Rosh Chodesh Chol is B'Shabbes, you give 6 aliyahs in the Inyan of the Yoyimah, the Parshas HaShavua, and one person gets the 15 Sukkim. Why 6 and 1? We would say 7 and 1. That's Medina the Gemara. The Din is that the Maftir is Oyle Leminyan Kruim, like the Rabbi and Tam says. So the Gemara says 6 and 1. V'ilu Ho'idna. But if it's Bikudei, that's also Shabbos Cholim. So you're not going to give 6 aliyahs and pikudei and 1 aliyah and the 15 sukim. The Gemara says you're going to give 3 aliyahs in the Yonah the Yoyma and 4 aliyahs in Rosh Chodesh. You divide pikudei, what a strange story. You divide pikudei into 3 aliyahs. Pikudei is so long, you only give 3 aliyahs. According to this Madama. Well, this is not Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It's only when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, then he says like that. This week it wouldn't be so, but let's say if this would be Shabbos or Chodesh Adar, so Rav would say that you divide Tikkudei, such a long parish, into 3 aliyahs, and you take the 15 psukim of Rosh Chodesh that you would lay on a normal Rosh Chodesh, and you make 4 aliyahs out of that the same way you would normally do on any normal Rosh Chodesh. You take those 15 psukim and you make 4 aliyahs out of it. So that's what the Gemara is. So the Turi Yevin comments on this Gemara. He says he thinks that the only reason, why should you do that? He says, what do you do if it's not Rosh Chodesh Chali is the Shabbos? What do you do if it's like this week? Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday and Monday. It's not on Shabbos. So he thinks that Rav would not say that you give 3 aliyahs in Tikkudei and 4 aliyahs in Parshas Kol. He doesn't think so. He thinks that they're two different takonis. Just like the Ben Yeshua claims they're two different takonis. Yeshua claims that on a Rosh Chodesh Chol is B'Shabbos, then it's a Machloikis. But when it's a regular Parshish Kol, everybody agrees that Yelan Kisisa. Only when it's Rosh Chodesh Chol is B'Shabbos, then Rav wants to accomplish two mitzvahs with one Kriya. He wants to accomplish the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh with the Kriya of Shkolim, He recommends laying Tzavos Meis on Matalim. But on a regular Shkolim, Rav would also agree that you line TC. So that's how the Pnei Yeshua suggests. The Tzavos said he was wrong. But now the Rebbe has a claim. He says that he's a little bit right. He says the Pnei Yeshua is a little bit right, that there are two Tachonim. Only when Rosh Chodesh is called the Shabbos, then does Rav say that you give four Aliyahs and Parshas Rosh Chodesh. You give three Aliyahs and Tikkunei and four Aliyahs and the 15 Pesukim at the end, Parshas Shkolim. But if it's a normal Parshas Shkolim like this week, not a Rosh Chodesh Chol is B'Shabbos, then he says Rav will also give six Aliyahs and in Yonim B'Yonimah and one Aliyah in the 15 Pesukim in the Parshas Shkolim. Why? Because Rav only claims this when it's Rosh Chodesh Chol is B'Shabbos, and you want to differentiate between this Rosh Chodesh and every other Rosh Chodesh. So then we say, on a normal Rosh Chodesh you give 6 and 1, and today you're going to give 6 and 1, so it won't be Nikah that it's Parshas Shkolim. You want it to be Nikah? That's what you say, we want it to be Nikah. So that's why Rav says you give 4 Aliyahs in the Parsha Rosh Chodesh, so that everybody should realize that it's Rosh Chodesh. It's a big Chodesh. Anyway, Lahalach, we don't pass like that. We pass like Shmuel. That Parsha Shkolim is Tisisa. Granted, does it say in Tisisa that Matzah Shekel? It really doesn't say anywhere about Matzah Shekel. It doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash, does it? Rashi says that it says, "Hashal Yavra Dala Yamin." It says, "When Alakach has cast back before me, Eitzvanei Shem, and Asato Alav Vayda Salam Moed." Why Eitzvanei Salam Turn? It says it doesn't go for Hakrovas Hakorbanos. The Pshuta Shal Mikra doesn't go on Hakrovas Hakorbanos. Pshuta Shal Mikra goes on the Machta Shekel for the Adonim. Rashi quotes the Medrash that it says three times Truma in the pasuk. Why does it say three times Truma? Because there were three Trumas. One was Machta Shekel for Korbanos Tzibur. That's a drasha that doesn't say the fairies. And one was the Machtas HaShekel, and the Pshuta Shemikra goes on the Machtas HaShekel for the Adonim. And the third one was the Trumas HaMishkon that everybody gave, Zov HaChesem HaChoshim, that everybody wanted to give. And it wasn't, the third one was not Machtas HaShekel. Two out of the three Trumas were Machtas HaShekel, and the third one was not Machtas HaShekel. Anybody gave whatever they wanted. So granted, Machtas HaShekel isn't really written the fairies anywhere. Not here in Kisisa, not there in Pinchas, in Tzavos Meis Matalim. It's not written Mefurish anywhere. It's only a remez here. It's Torah Shebaal Peh, it's a Din Deraisa. But it's not Mefurish in the Krot, it's Rosh on the Post. It's interesting that there is the Pasuk that says, Ha'osha lo yar b'vahadah lo yamet, the Raman quotes in the Nina Mitzvah. It's Allah. A rich man is not allowed to give more, and a poor man is not permitted to give less. So the Rambam is bothered with the question, what if he can't afford? He says, man is so poor, he doesn't have any money to give Machta Shekel. Mamish, he lives off of Nidavar. How can you say, Bahadala Yam, he doesn't have any money to give? What's normally the din? That if a person can't afford to fulfill a mitzvah, is he obligated to go borrow money, to go plead, to beg for money in order to fulfill a mitzvah? So the Rambam paskens in Shulchan Aruch, right, at Chomish, if he's going to have to spend more than one fifth of his total savings in order to fulfill a mitzvah, he's exempt from that mitzvah. Let's say lulav or tzitzit, or let's say tefillin. The only way to get a pair of tefillin today before shki is to spend more than one fifth of the total savings. Not mechayiv for late tefillin. It's part of the mitzvah. That's how the Rambam passes. When it comes to a mitzvah, Loi says that he has to give kol hon beis, or he has to give away his last penny in order not to violate the aveir. But when it comes to a mitzvah asei, the Rambam writes both in Yeridei as in Kufni Zayin by the sinner of Yehoshua Bar Yava. How far do you have to be moishe nefesh for Yiddishkeit? And he writes it in Arachayim and Hilchas Lulav that you only have to give up until Chaimish. But Hain Rav, give away Kol Hain Beisai, he's not Mechuyiv to. So what does it mean the Hadalo Yamit? But what if he doesn't have any money to give? So how does the Torah say the Hadalo Yamit? So it doesn't go on such a poor man. If he really can't afford it, he's Takapat of Machta Shekel. So the Rambam writes, no. The Rambam says that this is a separate law in the Tariyat Mitzvah, Hoshala Yarbe. The Hadalo Yamit. And even if he can't afford it, he has to go sell his clothing and walk around naked in the streets, or loive, he has to borrow money from the bank, or he asks for an adove, he has to ask for the kupa shal zdoke. Normally we usually assume that the only time you have to be moichet suso or ask for zdoke is by those mitzvahs that are for the purpose of assuming mitzvah, by Mikra Megillah and by Arba Kaisis, by Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. There the Rambam quotes it. Why? So that's a different in you. If you want the Rabbani Shalom, if you tell the story, that's how the Rav said, if you tell over the story of Menisim, the nefluas that happened in the past, and your keilu, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should do the nisim again for us today. So if a person is going to live with a cheshbon, he's going to live, not going to spend too much on mitzvah. So then he's going to ask the Rebbe to change all of Teva. to change teva to make nisim yatlotza. You're just going normally. You're not going chutz min agdorim. So what right do you have to answer the Baruch Hashem to go chutz min agdorim? So that's why the Rambam has, based on the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim, that when it comes to these three mitzvahs, these are the only three mitzvahs that are for the purpose of pesulim nisa. So if you want to tell the Rabbanu Shlomo, just like you did in S years ago, we call upon him to repeat the Ness again, to give us Yeshua today, Boifin Shal Ness, so we have to go also chutz min agedah. You have to go a little pishtrengzach on a little bit. To spend money, even if al pidin, we should normally be potter from this mitzvah, because we'll have to spend one of chaimish, so you have to spend. But over here, this is not for the sake of pesulim nisa. But the Rambam says it doesn't matter. Here it's a befurish pasuk, v'hadalo yamin. It's a befurish pasuk that even if you can't afford it, you have to go rob money from the bank, or you have to borrow money from the bank, whatever. You have to go get money by hook or by crook and fulfill the mitzvah. That's how the Rambam holds it. This is counted in the minyan mitzvah. Soshal ayarbe v'hadalo yamin. Others disagree with the Rambam. There's no befurish mocha for this Rambam that he says that a person has to be moicher suso for makas hashekel. The Rambam perkal v'nuchoshkolim. There's no mocha. That's what Dafrim says. There's no mocha in the Gemara. Or in Mishnais or anything, the Rambam understood that that is what the Chumash is telling us, Hadala Yamit, that you don't apply the din of Hamavazveis, Ali Vazveis Yais Mechonish. The others disagree and they say that that's not what it means. The Bahag doesn't count this. Bahag also has a Minyan Mitzvah, doesn't count this in the Minyan Mitzvah. And Rav Sagiyuan also does not count it. So Rabbi Rucham Perla has a very interesting comment in his Teoris. On Rav Sagiyuan Sefer Mitzvah, he says that they apparently hold that this Lav only applies to Trumas Adonim, which is the Pshuta Shal Mikra. And he quotes a Yerushalmi like that. Yerushalmi says like that, that he says in the Chumash, Rashi says, it says three times Trumah. The first one is Trumas HaMishkon, everybody gave whatever they wanted, Zavach has in the Choshes, the second one is Matz HaShekel, and the third one is Trumas Adonim. V'alzeh Nemar HaShel HaYar V'Hadal HaYamit. So the Yerushalmi, the way we have the Girsa, says that the HaShel HaYar V'Hadal HaYamit only goes on Trumas Adonim. So in the Hagoras Hagroa, in the Yerushalmi, on Shkolin, he changes the Girsa. He puts the Machta Shekel last and he puts the Trumas Adana first. So Rabbi Yerucham Perla says that he found a Psik de Zutrasim, where it says Mefurish, like the old Girsa in the Yerushalmi, that Hoshel Ayar Bavadal Ayamit only goes on the Pshuta Shal Mikra. The Pshuta Shal Mikra in Kisiso is only talking about the Trumas Adana. It says, when Al-Kach, the Kesem Hamayas, the Sapas Al-Avodis Al-Moyd, and it goes on the Trumas Adana. And the other two, the Trumas HaMishkon, Zavah Chesed and Choshes, and the Truma for the Machta Shekel, is only B'Terush HaBal Peh, Nidrash from the Pesukim, and it's not the Pshuta. So he suggests, or Yerucham Perla suggests, that perhaps the Bahag and Rav Sagiyuan are of the opinion that this Lav HaOshel HaYar B'Vadal HaYamid is limited dafke to the Pshuta Shal Mikra case of the Trumas HaAdonim. And that's only a Hayru HaShor, that's not a Din L'Dor. And that the Bahag and the Rav Sadiyuan are not going to count because that's only Yohai Rosh Shor. And you only count the mitzvah which is Nehegis L'Doris. And the mitzvah which is Nehegis L'Doris, namely the Machta Shekel, you don't have a Lav. So maybe they wouldn't hold from the din of the Rambam that you have to be Mechek Suso either. There's no Makkah. The whole Makkah is just this Pasik. And that's the way the Rambam understood the Pasik, that it goes L'Doris, that it goes on the din of Machta Shekel for purchase, for the purpose of purchasing Karbanos Tibur. If all like the other Mishnah, there's no such din. It doesn't say. The Mishnah does say in Shkolim that since it's Karbanos Tzibur, it's Nidah Nusaf Mah Karbanos Tzibur, that you should have Yad Kol Yisrael Shavim Boy, that everybody should give the same amount of money. And in order to call it Karbanos Tzibur, the whole Tzibur should participate equally. So you shouldn't have that one gear should give $500,000, another guy should just make out a donation for money for a Machta Shekel. That's not right. The Mishnah still says that because we require Yad Kol Yisrael Shavim, the Karbanos Tzibur, so everybody should give this name, but it wouldn't be because of this Lav HaShal Yabra Vadal Yavin. It's a different time, the Mishnah says. Different time. Yad Kulam Shovim, because it's a carbon seed. It's not based on the Lav. So Lamaisa, the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel is because you don't have any Pasuk where Machta Shekel is written. That's why there's a Machlokes. It doesn't say any Rechumish. It's only Terush about this. Nidrash. It's a Drasha here and it's a Drasha there. But neither is Chumish. Neither is Terush B'Chzav. They're both equally Terush about this. The Drasha and Pinchas is gone fine. The Rosh and Kisis is gone fine, they're both the Rosh, but neither of them is a Pshuta Shal Mikra Parsha that's speaking about Machta Shekel, except for the Rambam. Because the Rambam claims that this Hoshel HaYabar Adal HaYamid is speaking about Machta Shekel, L'Doyres, it's really a lot of L'Doyres that goes on our regular Machta Shekel that we talk about, that we give to the Beis HaMikdash, the Zvansha Beis HaMikdash HaYikad. But if Zazoy, leaving out that Rambam, the Rambam and those who follow the Rambam, the Shmad and the Chinah quote the Rambam, usually do quote Rambam. But those who disagree hold that it's not written anywhere. There's no pasuk anywhere. This Hoshel HaYar doesn't go on Machta Shekel of Korbanos Tzibur. It goes only on Trumas HaAdonim, which was a Hayro HaShor. So that's why there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Okay.